Will you be my Tweety Pie? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Everybody's Twittering. Twittering is the breaking news of the ordinary, a way to follow your friends and let them follow you. But not just your friends. You can follow celebrities, politicians. We all know John McCain twitters, his daughter Meghan twitters. For example, we need to send additional National Guard troops to our southern border. That's from Senator McCain. And this just in from Meghan. Anyone watch South Park last night? Freaking hilarious. You can also follow rapper 50 Cent, who recently twittered, "Checkin' this is 50, what you doing?" But according to the New York Times, while John and Meghan McCain write their own Twitters, 50 Cent himself doesn't write the Twitters for 50 Cent. It's Chris Romero who manages his company. Romero says 50 Cent himself doesn't even use Twitter. That's not all. Britney Spears is hiring a Twitter ghostwriter and a Facebook ghostwriter. Kanye West has two people updating his blog, telling fans his deepest thoughts. Barack Obama, of course, has an entire social networking team, but even homespun politicians like Ron Paul have Twitter help. Of course, this is nothing new, that important people have help, but the sheer volume of typing necessary for even ordinary people to keep up. I mean, for example, I have a 20-something daughter. She gets home from work where she spends all day sitting at a computer, comes home, she's right back at the computer or the cell phone, updating all her contacts, Facebook friends, Twitter followers, chat requests. She needs a staff. The only way to be sufficiently intimate with your friends will be to hire professional friend keepers to do it for you. By corresponding intimately with your friends, friend keepers. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.